Good morning, Howard.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from today?
From New York City.
New York City. I know you were in Boston. I know you were in our area just a couple of days ago. Great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us on WTSN Radio. I know you're excited about the new album, new music for the first time in 10 years. So tell me about the process of, not playing any new stuff and getting the creative juices to create this new album. First, it's called Transform It, and I love the first new single off the album. I've been listening to it for quite a while. I know the album is out and stuff. So talk about the creative juices that got you to put together another album after 10 years.
Well, I was asked to write a couple of songs for a film called Eddie the Eagle, which is Eddie the Eagle is a kind of English sort of folk hero from the 80s. And so the film's set in the 80s, so they asked me to write something that had that flavor but was a new song. And I wrote two for it, and they came really quick. The songs came very quick, and I thought maybe this would be the basis of a new album. Sort of back to my roots, my synthesizer roots, my keyboard roots. And I also realized the fans desperately wanted me to do another keyboard, full-on electronic album.
Yeah.
So really, those two things came together.
Do you like the idea that you're sort of, you're classified as this new wave electronic music pioneer? Does that sit well with you? I mean, your music seems to go more than that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, people like to give you a label. I mean, really, I'm Howard Jones doing his thing. That's really what it's about. But I mean, if I have to be in a category, then I'm fine. Whichever one they want to put me in.
Yeah.
Because I'll still be me, whatever.
Well, I had a chance to see you, just to let you know, here in New Hampshire, when you played with Ringo Starr in the All-Star Band. I had a chance to see you up in Guilford, New Hampshire, and I just loved the whole concert. I've seen Ringo a couple of times, but it was great to see you as part of the band that year.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, amazing. And I got to play with Greg Lake, and Sheila E. doing Carnival 9, which is like so difficult to play. And that was a big landmark for me.
You know, Howard, it's interesting because, we're so far from the 80s that we have a whole new generation of people listening to the 80s music now. And, of course, you were great in the 80s. You're still great today. I listen to your albums all the time. I love the music you had. I used to play clubs all the time in Boston and Portsmouth and used to play all that music, and I loved it. Yeah. And I still do today. But all this resurgence of the 80s now is quite amazing. It's got to be very gratifying to see that people are – their music of their life right now is the music of the 80s. Which is kind of cool.
It is, and it's great. I mean, what I get very excited about is when, obviously, my core fans, who've been with me for 3.5, decades, they're brilliant. And then I look out, and there's all these young people there, in their 20s, and I inwardly celebrate, and my heart, leaps and think, oh, that's so cool that young people are coming to see me, and get the music as well. That's a thrill, a huge thrill.
Well, that's a real compliment to you as a musician and you as an artist as well, that people, artists like yourself reinvent yourself all the time, but people all still want to hear the great hits that you had. You had a slew of hits in the 80s, and I'm sure that when you play them, it brings people back to a good time in their life, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's sort of, the music that one grows up with is just so important. It becomes like really part of your consciousness and your life. So, it's very nice feeling that to be part of people's lives in that way.
And
the fact that the songs had a positive message, so they still, that the message will still stand up, even if the music will be, of its time.
The new album, Howard, Transform.
Yeah.
How has the music in your life changed on this album as opposed to the last album you did, or the music that was such a great hits in the 80s?
Well, I'm still thinking about what my audience will want me to talk about. And I started off having a general philosophy for the album lyrically, which was that, if we want to change the world for, to be a better place for everyone and not leave anybody behind, we have to start with ourselves. And we have to sort of look at our behavior. How do we treat other people? Do we respect other people? Do we cherish people around us? And so the change starts with us. And that was the main theme. And I tried to continue that, through the album, about that idea of taking responsibility. And so, I think that sort of is striking a chord with people as well, because, I mean, people are very concerned about the future, and especially if you've got kids. you know, you want it to be great for them, and you want to be taking action to make sure that that's going to be all right.
So, oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking about those things. Those are the sort of things that are on my mind. You know.
I want to ask you, too, obviously you follow music. You've been a musician for quite a long time. You look at the music of, say, 2019 compared to the music of your decade of the 80s now. And do you think today's music, and I'm being very honest about this, do you think today's music is lasting? Because I think the music of the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, I think a lot of that was classic music. I think that's music we're going to be listening to for years down the road. And you know, the fact that other generations are part of it and listening to it and reinventing the music. It seems like the music of today, what's on the charts now, doesn't seem to be that really solid music that we'll be listening to 10, 15, 20 years down the road. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't really know for sure, but I think in principle that we need to be looking for and supporting original voices. And it's almost like young people are being sort of pushed into this thing where they've got to sound like someone else, you know, with all those reality TV shows.
Yeah.
It's just encouraging them to sound like something else. But actually, all the great artists throughout the decades you've been talking about had original voice and they had an original sound. And that's what connects ultimately with people through the decades and into the future. So, you know, we've got to get away from generic. We've got to find those original voices and celebrate the uniqueness.
Oh, I totally agree. And right now, it seems like it's so easy to expose music to an audience now with all the technology that we have, whether it's Spotify or Pandora or YouTube. I mean, it was probably a lot more difficult for you to get your music listened to because you either had to get it on the radio or play it in front of people, and that was pretty much it. Nowadays, there are so many other options to get your music out in front of people. So. Not every artist makes it as big as you did in the 80s, but there's a lot of music out there, I guess, to listen to, or at least to make a decision on it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I have my youngest son, who's 25. He is amazing in the way he searches out original music.
Yeah.
Plays, you find it, and it's him just doing his research on the streaming services, you know, and he plays me stuff I would never have come across any other way.
That's right.
And so it's out there, but we've got to really find it, and then once we find it, support those artists, you know, so they can develop.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the new album, and you're on tour now as well, which is kind of cool. You're on tour for the whole summer around the country, which is great. Howard Jones, my guest. The new video is out now, The One to Love You, and the new album is called Transform, and his first new album in 10 years. Howard, thank you very much for all those great hits in the 80s. I still listen to them. I love the music of the 80s, and thanks for the new music as well. I've listened to the new album, and it sounds great. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Mark. Really enjoyed speaking with you. Thanks.
All right. Be well, my friend.
All the best. Bye.